Right.
Living room?
Well, the whole building is
a house.
Mm-hmm. And two of them would be two.
You mean two built together?
No, just the plural of house.
Houses.
Okay. And what would you call the big building on a farm?
I'd call it... I just don't know. I'd call it main house, I suppose.
Well, the big building where they store things and maybe...
Oh, barn. Mm-hmm.
Do you know any different types of barns?
Yeah, I got a book full of them.
Well, any that you are familiar with personally.
Well, you can call it a... let's see. You can call it a... storage barn, or you can call it a horse barn. Mm-hmm. Up in the west and north, they keep animals in there, of course, during the winter. Mm-hmm. And take care of them with the machinery. They're tremendous buildings, 10 times bigger than the residence. Mm-hmm. This place is big. I mean, the kind of barns you remember, Mom?
What?
Barns.
B-A-R-N-S?
Yeah, on a farm, barn.
I don't know. I'm not interested in barns.
How many can you think of?
I don't know. Probably I'm gonna give you a bad lunch.
Well, that's so nice. How do y'all move all that? Well, shall we? I think it must be time to stop for a while. Well, the last thing we were talking about before lunch was barns, and I think we had just about run out of barns. A lot of these questions do have to do with farms, and people who live in the city are not supposed to know them. So if you don't know a lot of these things, then just say you don't know.
No,
don't worry about it.
Used to visit in the country, my grandfathers and so forth, and of course they had barns. I don't know what to call them, but they had different things in different barns. Cotton barns. Mm-hmm. Well, they had the stock, of course. But they had separate buildings for that. They were stables more than anything else.
Well, you probably will know a lot of these things, whereas I have had no farm experience. And
but not knowing the name of a particular barn, I don't... Except I got a book on them.
Do you know the name of a building or part of a building where they kept corn?
Corn crib?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about a place where they would store grain?
I don't know. I guess you'd call that in... I wouldn't call it a granary. I don't think... I've never seen a building. I'm sure there's such a thing, but I've never come in contact with one, but not for granary. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the upper part of the barn where they stored hay and so forth?
There's a hay loft.
All right. And if you had too much hay to get it up in the loft, what would you call that pile that they'd make in the field?
A rick.
What is a rick like?
It's a... Well, that picture up yonder, Edward Shaw painted that one.
Mm-hmm.
Those are ricks, see them out in the field.
Is that the same thing as a haystack?
Yeah, only smaller. Mm-hmm. Haystack generally is as big as this room.
Uh-huh, okay. Did you ever see a covering for a haystack that maybe had four poles and then some sort of roof over it?
No.
Okay. That must not be in this part of the country. When you first cut the hay, do you know what they call the little piles they rake it up in?
No.
Okay. And where would you keep cows?
In the pasture.
How about
the barn?
Okay, you would keep them in the barn?
Yeah.
All right.
Bad weather. Mm-hmm.
And horses, where would you?
Yeah, horses in the barn. Had stalls on each side.
Mm-hmm. How about...
way down the middle.
Would you keep cows on one side and horses
generally,
on the other?
Generally.
Okay. Besides the barn, was there ever a place outside for milking cows?
I don't remember it.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap?
No.
Cow pen?
Yeah, cow pen. Plenty of them.
Is that for milking?
How about it? Well, that's where they herded them in there. Just kept them in there waiting to milk them, I think.
Mm, okay. And what would you keep hogs and pigs?
Sty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would that be covered or not?
No.
All right.
They may have a little shed on one end,
mm-hmm.
to get out of the sun or something.
Good. Okay, do you know what they used to do with milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
No.
I think we're about to get to the end of a reel here. Do you know what they did with potatoes to keep them from freezing?
Yeah, they put them in a hill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Back to the milk and the butter business. What do you call a farm that's just for milk cows and so forth?
Dairy.
Okay. And what do you call the place around the barn where the animals just walk around?
pasture. I mean, I call it a pen.
Would you ever call
cow pen?
Would you call anything just a lot or cow lot? Or?
Yeah, well, they could. Yeah, that'd be the same thing, cow lot.
How about barnyard? Would you use that?
Yeah, barnyard is around the barn, fenced in generally.
And do you know anything about raising cotton? I guess.